grow. Live, live, live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
And a good evening, good day to you for Wednesday, January 23rd, 2013. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, and I'm here, of course, with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Doug. Good evening, everyone. Glad to be here.
Yes, we are better than a month in past the end of the world. Oh, no. You guys are going to keep talking about that. It just occurred to me today, it's the 23rd. Oh, wow. We're already, you know, getting close to a month in the new year, and of course a month into post end of the world. So anyway, it's interesting, but we're glad everybody could join us tonight for the live program or for the archive listen. Thank you for taking your time to be with us tonight. Metaphysical Universe is a weekly service and educational program of the Metaphysical Church of Humanistic Science. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this weekly radio program, MCHS Church also operates the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, a metaphysics school offering bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysics. And, of course, we just launched our new site, sister site, newageclass.com, a couple, 3 weeks ago to offer certificate courses and certification courses. If you'd like more information, you can visit those two different schools. The first one is metaphysicsinstitute.org. The second one is newageclass.com. Now, tonight we're going to be talking about the nature of being psychic. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, let's get into our profession of beliefs. The spiritual philosophy of MCHS Church is based on 9 principles of belief. These principles of belief are, number one, as sentient and evolving human beings, we not only believe in practicing and living by the principle do no harm, but also in the principle of do right, thus enhancing the vibrational level of humanity. Number two, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit to ultimately triumph in the face of any dilemma. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number three, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems and believe the roots of those solutions lie in exploring, understanding, and empowering the human condition. Number four, we embrace the differences that make all human beings unique, recognizing that we all come from star material and are therefore equal, irrespective of heritage, beliefs, gender, or gender preference. One planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number five, rather than a supreme being, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. Number six, we believe the nature of a human being encompasses both a physical and spiritual aspect, and that human consciousness survives the death of the physical body in a coherent fashion. Thus, death opens a new chapter of life and conducts the individual into a higher state of existence. Number seven, we believe in self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will, and that these three synergistically create the goal of self-completeness. Number eight, we believe in the value of practical education in metaphysics, metapsychology, and life skills as a means of empowering the human spirit and enhancing the human condition. We maintain an open but grounded mind to potential realities as yet undescribed by science. And number nine, we believe that discovering the true nature of consciousness and human existentialism will ultimately have a positive impact on human evolution and peaceful coexistence. For more information on these 9 principles of belief, as well as MCHS Church, please visit mchschurch.org. All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about the nature of being psychic. We're going to discuss related parts of that in terms of how psychic are you? Do you have any psychic experiences or have you? How can you develop your psychic intuition? And our Dr. Vicki here is going to, We paid her enough money, and so she's going to open up and do some brief readings on the phone if you'd like to call in. Of course, we have Dr. John Hightower screening calls, so if you'd like a brief reading, you may call in and get in the queue, and then we will take you. The numbers are on your screen, 714-459-3973. So...
You know, we might just qualify to everybody that we don't do this as a rule on the show, because that's not the nature of MCHS to, you know, not like Paranexus was, for instance. And I don't necessarily promote myself in a lot of ways to do readings. I just kind of go about my life. But it's important, I think, sometimes to demonstrate not only maybe some people do have honest, legitimate concerns and questions in their about their life right now, but it also demonstrates that, you know, there are such things as, you know, other kinds of abilities, like what they call psychic. So, you know, I encourage anybody, if you'd like to, you know, call in or write a question in the chat, what I would ask you to do is provide your birth date. It makes it just so much easier for me to tune in. For the purpose of this show, I don't necessarily need all your other criteria, like your full name and stuff at birth, which I often do. But just give me your birth date and your first name, and we can go from there. And if you have a particular question, we can just move it along that much faster. So, you know, let's define what psychic is first, Doug, shall we?
Yeah, let's. I don't know what it is. Do you?
Sometimes I do not. You know, I do divide it into two categories, though, of that often I think there's some misgivings about what psychic is. There's a thing that we all have, which is an auto-sensory perception. That's what, you know, my great teacher, Frank Appleyard, my hypnosis teacher, taught me many, many years ago, is that we all have this sensory perception. And without going into any great detail, imagine that my aura bumps into your aura and it causes kind of a reaction. And, you know, I try to come up with different ways to explain this, so I'm hoping this is a good visual for people. If I bump into you, I'm going to have a sensation about that, good, bad, otherwise. And so we all have that kind of innate sensory reading. You walk into a room, you get a good or a bad feel. Well, that's not necessarily being psychic, really. That's just perceptive.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure.
If I can interject this here, because I was thinking I wanted to talk a little bit about energies and so forth in the course of tonight's discussion. You know, and that's a lot of people, you know, wonder about that whole energy thing. And I thought this was also a good perhaps exercise for fine-tuning your psychic ability, because there are, and you're saying that basically walking into a room, you get a feel for it, but that's not necessarily psychic, but it could be, depending on things, right? So think about that for a moment. Whatever room you're currently in at this moment, or wherever space you're in at this moment, just take a second and get the feel for it. Evaluate the feel. What's the vibe? What's the energy like? What's the atmosphere like? What does it feel like? Now, if you happen to be in a room at home or somewhere, think about the room you're in. Then if you were to visualize, and you can do this later, but walk into, say, another room, maybe the kitchen. What feel does that have? Walk into your living room. What kind of energy or feel does it have? Now, suppose you stay in your living room and you change all the decorations in it on the walls. Does it change the feel? Well, it does, doesn't it? I mean, that's the energy of that room. It has an energy signature. It has a vibe. Maybe you change the furniture. Maybe you update your furniture and you really like it and it just makes a room look really good. Well, that's a new energy signature. It's a new feel. It's a new vibe. You know, think about going into a store or, you know, you go to a pretty place, maybe you go into the mountains, that's got its own energy, its own vibe, its own feel. Or maybe you go to the beach and it's got a whole different feel, a whole different vibe. Well, if you start thinking about that, the places that you go with, you know, in terms of what's its energy like. I mean, this is not any kind of foo-foo metaphysical stuff. It's metaphysical, but it's real. I mean, you meet people and you get a vibe. You have close friends because your energy signature is in harmony with their energy signature. And then you have people that you don't much care for because your energy signatures conflict. So think about where you're at and what you're doing and in terms of the energy of the place, the atmosphere, the vibe, the feel. That can help.
Well, and there's such a thing as people. When you just mentioned a minute ago, Doug, about people getting together, think about relationships and why they might not work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that space between, it kind of contaminates the individual. So it's not just, and I'm sure people have heard this, it's not just about how someone else makes you feel, it's how you feel about yourself when you're in the company of someone else. Mm-hmm. So if you take that a step further, how do I feel about myself in a particular room? Because here's the deal, everybody's got a different opinion, everybody's got their own thing. I don't like yellow kitchens, other people like yellow kitchens. I don't feel good in a yellow kitchen. They like yellow kitchens. Mm-hmm. I have my own reasons for not liking yellow kitchens. But it's about how you feel about yourself, and then to kind of separate that to what is the energy signature of that object, room, place, people, without your own opinion influencing that. That's a tough one. There's a certain amount of objectivity then that we have to have about what that signature is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to divide that up a little bit. And these are the stages of understanding how to develop your own sense of feel and intuition. Because whether or not I like something doesn't change the fact that it has its own signature.
Well, I think you're kind of hitting on something here. I mean, think about the energy of oneself. Okay, if you've gotten this, you know, cold and stuff that's been going around, and you don't feel very good, think about your energy. You know, how is that reflected in your energy? Well, I don't have much energy, but that's not quite the energy I'm talking about. What's the feel? You know, some days we really feel good and we have a great attitude, and you know, that's got its own energy. And so exploring that is interesting. It's interesting to view things in this fashion.
There is such a thing as what I call the positive negative, where somebody can appear very positive. You know, that they're very happy, seem happy-go-lucky, they've got a lot of humor, but inside they're negative. Does that
right.
make sense? You ever met people like that, Doug?
So they put on a pretense.
And so it's you got to go with your sense of who they are, not just what you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have to ask ourselves if we're a little bit like that, because whether I'm in a good mood or not, you know, I mean, I have to go with what's inside. You know, it's like, and try to be in the moment in a situation. But and so I stay positive internally, like living from the inside. And it's not an easy task, everybody, I'll tell you sometimes. But as you evolve and mature and grow, it gets a little bit. You can sustain your own frequency, so to speak. But we have to watch ourselves in what kind of vibe are we giving off that we're not aware of. That,
yeah,
it's just
good.
Like, kind of like a virus. You don't know your carrier.
So, yeah.
You know, so it's that, what kind of vibe do I give off? What kind of energy? Because if we see it in other people, then we can check in with ourselves. So that's another thing to recognize. If somebody's, you know, wanting to develop their own intuition or their own sense of self and their intuition, because that's a critical point to it. If you don't know yourself and can't be in touch with yourself, there's going to be a limitation in what you're able to see and connect with. You know, when I sit down with a reading, I don't exist, if that makes sense. I mean, I can't. I have to be totally objective. A lot of my opinions have to be set aside. I'm always going to call upon, there's always going to be little flashes in my head of previous experiences, because that's what the intuitive message is framing for me, because we all have our own brain files. We all have our own belief systems. So if, you know, as a matter of fact, if I'm reading for you and I'm trying to give a description of, geez, I'm trying to tell you something, it's like I'll get a little flash in my head of something that I maybe haven't even thought about myself in 15, 20 years, and it'll flash forward, oh, it's like that. And then I have a frame for how to explain it to you in the here now. So we have to be careful about what kinds of senses we get with people to not see it as an absolute, but more a descriptor, if you will.
I'd like to go back to what you said about the vibe that we give off. You know, it may be unwitting, and it brought to mind some different. It's like going into a business. When you go into a business and they have really good customer service, you know, we generally think, well, they have good customer service, but they have a good energy about them. Well, what is it about them that impresses us? Perhaps it's their attitude. I know there's some businesses that I go into, and the whole energy is just different. Even the energy of the staff, the people. There's a store chain here, Publix, in the south of the U.S. That, I mean, they're not your Walmart. I mean, they don't have the lowest prices. But you go in there, and the people that work there, you know, they have a whole different attitude. It's like, how can I help you? And, you know, hello, and they greet you, and they initiate it. And when you say, hi, how are you? And they say, I'm good, thanks, how are you? And it's that kind of a thing. So many people, you say, how are you? Good. And that's all you get. Well, don't be that way. And then it's these little things that can change your energy. When somebody says, hi, how are you? You say, I'm doing great, how about you? Or I'm doing great, thanks, how about you? It's courteous. It's good. It's just got a good energy about it. It's those kinds of things. So what kind of energy are we giving off? What about our face? You know, what kind of expression do we have on our face? And that's something that we can get lost in thought. We can have this face put on that sends a certain message. Well, what message is your face sending? And I'm talking about whether we're smiling or frowning or whatnot. What kind of face do we keep? And, you know, our face is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. If we're happy, we're probably smiling a little bit. If we're angry, we're not. So be aware of that. Be self-aware of the message you send just normally when you're not even thinking about it. And that comes right back to the core of who you are.
You know, Doug, you just brought to mind, I went to the bank the other day after I'd been to the chiropractor. And, of course, I'm a little messed up. I feel good.
Other than normal?
Other than normal. But, you know, I'm just feeling a little bit, you know, kind of, oh, you know, spaced out. And so, you know, the woman at the teller, you know, she says, well, how are you today? I said, well, I think I'm good. And she looked at me. I said, well, I just went to the chiropractor. So I think I need some time to adjust to my new energy. Mm-hmm. And she started laughing. She goes, oh, I know exactly what you mean. I love the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And so just that little interaction, because I knew I was not giving off a particularly solid vibe. Mm-hmm. And I think it's okay to do that, you know, when you know who you are and just have this, you know, an honest interaction with people. You know, I mean, if somebody says, how are you? I say, I think I'm having a really good day, you know, or, you know, just add to it a little bit that's interactive. I like that, and I appreciate that about people when you can have that beyond the how are you, because really, do you mean it when you ask somebody how they are?
Well, we should.
And so that, I think if we can ask ourselves, do we mean what we say? It does open a doorway to being more sensitive to energy, and it makes us more sensitive to, you know, reading energy signatures. So that's what I mean by it's beyond the lip service. So not mm-hmm. living in the superficiality or the surface, but get underneath what that surface is. So that's why I say take it that little bit further. And you're going to find a lot of really neat things under there, that energy.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, do you have psychic experiences? Interestingly, a day or two ago, I've got some really good friends in California. I've known them for gosh, better than 35 years. My mentor back in the day, and it's a couple, and she is from my area here in Sarasota. That's where she grew up, and she's lived in California with my friend, well, you know, her husband, Sal and Deb are their names, and they've lived in California because that's where he's from. He was a shortstop with the Kansas City Royals back in the 70s, and he met her here in Florida while he was on spring training. And so, anyway, I was thinking of him the other day, and not 10 minutes later, and if I was away from my computer and I was thinking about him, I wonder how they're doing because they're, you know, hope they're okay and all that. And not 10 minutes later, when I got back to my computer, there was an email there from her, you know, checking in and how you doing and all that sort of thing. It reminded me of what you'd told me before, Vicki, about that stuff, you know. So what kind of psychic experiences do people have that they might write off? What do you think, Vicki? I'm sure you got a thought on that.
I call that telepathy. I actually had that happen to me today. There's a client of mine popped into my head yesterday, and lo and behold, this morning there's an email from her. So I wrote back, it's good to hear from you. You popped into my head yesterday. So I think that sometimes when we have these other, you know, connectors in the universe, you know, there's these telepathic or some other kind of unexplainable thing. That's totally psychic. I believe that, because we have nothing physical to give us evidence that it would be anything other than, you know, an extraordinary paranormal or otherwise, I don't know if we want to call it paranormal, I just say it's outside the norm,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of experience. Like, that's not a usual explainable experience. For most people. Here's the thing, most people are also not paying attention to these little things. They just, you know, brush them off as random, or they don't stop to really think, oh, is that the kind of thing that I should be, you know, paying attention to? You know, they happen to everybody in the course of a day. And I don't care how non-believer you are, you have it happen. You get me one-on-one with anybody, Doug, and they will confess some kind of extraordinary experience that they have had. It particularly happens between people who are very close, especially parents and children, that connection.
Mm-hmm.
You would know, you know, Johnny at school is having a problem. You know, you just have this feeling, and sure enough, you know, he's, you know, scraped his knee or something. And there's a lot of these examples, and those are what I call, again, a psychic experience. It doesn't mean you're necessarily predicting the future. It means that you're having an experience that's outside the physical realm of explanation. And this is where I go back to the very beginning of this conversation, Doug, because an autosensory perception is explainable. You know, it's totally explainable. At least to me, I can find a rational, logical, sensible explanation.
So you're using that expression as opposed to extrasensory perception.
As opposed to extra, meaning we have no physical explanation for it. You know, I was kind of obsessed, you know, even in my earlier years of what is it that I do? How do I get that? Now, I want to just explain to people that when I was 5, I drowned. I left my body. I had an out-of-body experience, came back, and perhaps, and again, I say perhaps, that has something to do with what some people call thinning that veil, you know, that physical mm-hmm. aura, that dense aura. It's an explanation where the soul has a different kind of ability to travel between dimensions of time, space, easier than someone else. However, I can tell you that even prior to that age, I remember astral traveling, being able to leave my body and float around a room. And I don't really like to do that, Doug, because it's kind of creepy, honestly.
I'd love to do it.
Well, you know, it's like my whole thing is get back in this body and get grounded, you know, because I can trip out anytime. But it's understanding that these these kinds of experiences can be explainable, especially now with the research in quantum physics. So this is where I would take it to, even into a past life discussion, where I have what I believe is many, many lifetime memories that span about 1,000 years. But I can also tell you that it could be an alternate me in other realities, other dimensions, time, space, frequencies that are happening simultaneously. Quantum physics can theorize with some really compelling evidence now that that could be true. We have alternate selves in alternate realities. Which brings me to what I believe is, in a reading, a reader tunes into the energy that's there now. You talked about energy signatures. So if we tune into an energy signature, what is the likely probabilities of the future of this time and space? So we're very linear in our thinking, in our existence. Yesterday is yesterday, today is today, tomorrow is tomorrow. But we're always making choices. So it's when I've tried to explain to people for the last 40 years, because in my I work on visuals, and it's like you get to the curb, you want to cross the road. You know you're going to cross the road, but there are so many variables. You know, there's a lot of traffic, and you can dash across the road, and there's variables in that. You can get hit. You can just get, you know, missed by a vehicle and you have an adrenaline rush. Or, you know, you're really lucky and you cross the road. Or you can stop, wait till there's clear traffic. But even then, in that waiting for clear traffic, somebody can splash you with water. The variables are endless. So if we know, if we have an insight on a timeline that what will happen about crossing that road, pause and wait until you know that, okay, this is the choice I want to make. I don't want to get splashed. I don't want to get hit. I don't want to do these things, but I do want to get across the road. You have a sense or an intuition that guides you for what you want to project for. Does that make sense? Have I just kind of explained that reasonably well?
Mm-hmm.
In the timeline. So when I do a reading, I can see a course of events. I don't always know when they're going to happen. Time is a really vague, weird thing. Sometimes dates, times will pop into my head and I just go with it. But I can tell you, generally speaking, what is happening on this timeline. But the whole point of a reading is to give you that heads up. The whole point of the reading is to activate your own awareness of yourself in your life so that you can make these choices. I like to preface readings by saying, hey, whatever I give to you, you do what you want with it. Now, of course, there's always a catch-22, Doug. It's like telling the mother to go home and tell her daughter to not get pregnant. So a year later, the daughter's not pregnant. They say, oh, well, Vicky, you know, how right were you? Well, she's not pregnant. You know, that could be a random thing. And I don't worry about whether I'm right or not. I don't need that kind of verification. But I can give you one example of a girl last year who came to me, now all grown up, adult, and she said, you know, my mother came to see you a few years ago, and she came home from that reading and said, you are going to get an education. And she drilled down and said, Vicky told me that, you know, if you do this, and you have to smarten up and not get pregnant. And she said, you know, I never told my mother this, but you were so accurate. You scared me, and I completely changed my ways. It woulda, coulda, would likely have happened. There's things my mother didn't know. Mm. And so that was an interesting thing for me to learn. See, somebody does take your, let's say, advice in a reading, we'll never know if it was true or not. But there's enough, what I say, evidence back to me, or stories, testimonials back to me, when people have encountered that pivotal moment in time to make a choice. Or, you know, look, very often people just put their notes in a drawer, forget about it until a year later, they come across their notes, read back and say, wow, all that came true. And I think that that's interesting and good, but I want to know what's meaningful about that. You know, and so there are readings that you get that I call the parlor games. You know, it's like being the sideshow, the entertainment. And that's what people have largely viewed this as, you know, in this field for a very, very long time. And it goes back to the stigma of religion, you know, the fearfulness of knowing things that you think you're not supposed to know, because it's obviously the devil's work. Mm. But it nowadays, we're getting to understand that this psychic phenomenon and being psychic is a perfectly natural, normal event. And it happens all the time. We're just not entirely conscious of it. So it can happen just in so many different ways.
And that is the way to look at it. You know, it's a normal human function. Some people are gifted in it, just like somebody could be gifted in basketball or gifted in writing or gifted in any one of myriad other areas. You know, we all have it, and we can hone it. And perhaps in a minute we'll talk about ways to develop that ability.
So if anybody has any questions, it's a good pause point. I know John has been making a couple of notations in the chat room that, you know, he's had a couple of experiences also, you know, about being, you know, underwater or being caught off guard and such, when I mentioned earlier about drowning. He was also saying about, I think I know what you mean, Vicky, about not about existing in the moment when you're doing a reading for somebody, or not existing at that moment. It's like you have to step out of the way of your own opinion. So I just want to, you know, reinforce that for a second. And
if anybody wants to get a reading, now's the time to call in. We'll probably be cutting the show short a little bit tonight, unless we get a bunch of calls. But if you'd like a reading, call in. The number's on your screen, 714-459-3973. Let's talk about how to develop psychic ability. We already talked a little bit about just noting the energy of a room as a way of honing your perception, your perceptive abilities. Any comments that you might have, Vicky, on doing that?
I think what I first of all want to ask people about is what their motivation is. When you want to develop your psychic abilities, and many people have approached me with this over the years, I say, is it that you want to self-improve, self-grow, self-develop, or is it that you want the power over it? A lot of people, and I'm very stringent about this, Doug, because a lot of people want to be psychic because they think it gives them an upper hand, an edge. It gives them some kind of how posturing, if you will. Like they would, you know, gain in the stock market. They'd win at bingo, you know, and or get the lottery or.
Mm-hmm. I think you just blanked out, Vicky. So while you were coming back, I'm not hearing you, so.
Am I here now?
Yeah, here, there, now.
So the point being, what is the purpose of somebody wanting to develop their psychic abilities? And again, I don't know if this got blanked out, and I'll just repeat it quickly, Doug. Is it because you want to get the winning lotto numbers?
That came through.
Okay. Or is it because you really want to develop as a human being and understand yourself better? Very often, Doug, I'm going to be blunt. People want to develop their psychic abilities for the power that they believe it gives them. And that is not what this is about, and it can't be about, and you're bound to scrape your nose and, you know, or break it, even if you think that you're going to have an upper edge. Building your own intuition and your psychic abilities is expanding your consciousness. Because here's the deal, folks. You're going to learn stuff you're going to say later, I really don't want to know that. There's a lot of stuff about people. I have learned to turn it on and off, if that makes sense. I can tune it out. It's like I go to a shopping center. I don't need to know about people because it's a constant thing in the consciousness. It's not something that when you want to develop a psychic ability, it's not too, do you know what I'm trying to say here, Doug? It's like you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
To open a door, you have no idea what the door is open. So it's social venues become more sensitive. A lot of things become more sensitive. People want to be more psychic so they know what their husband's up to.
Mm-hmm. Right, those damn men again. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have Linda on the line. Question, Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Just listening and listening. But what do you have for me? You have anything regarding, I'm always talking about career. And
you will have a promising career and a long life with many blessings. How's that? That's a good free reading, isn't it?
When? Yeah, that's nice. I'd like a little more detail.
All right. More detail. When's your birthday, Linda?
In August.
So August, what day and what 22nd. Year?
22nd. I have to August. Give the year.
You gals, this whole age
yeah.
thing. We all know you're 29, regardless of what year you were born.
Well, I think it was, what, 30, Jack Benny, 37 or 27, one of those numbers?
So you are an 822. I can openly tell you that you are in a 9 year. I can't tell you how that, because you don't give me the year of your birth, I can't tell you how that relates to your cycles, but I can tell you what a 9 year is. And that helps me just to kind of tune in, Linda, that I want to say to you that the, you know, when I think about the last year or two for you, my stomach kind of goes like butterflies and upside down a little bit. So I'm going to say it's been a little bit stressful. I know that you're saying your focus is career.
A little bit stressful?
Yeah. My stomach goes kind of topsy-turvy.
It's been like a roller coaster.
Okay. So in this year, particularly as you go into February, March, it's calming down. You have some new opportunities that are coming up, even, I would say, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but that doesn't mean anything will come of it. It's just I hear the talk of it. So there, you're starting to look forward. This is a much better year. The best part about this year is you know better where you fit. And
you're blanking out a little bit there, Vicki. There you go. You're back.
What the best part about this year is that you know yourself a little bit better. These last couple of years have been quite an education. So now you're asking yourself the hard questions. A really good light bulbs start going on in your head. So as that energy changes, so is the energy outside yourself. So I'm really very optimistic for you in this year. But I tell you what, I'm even more optimistic for you next year. So there is this improving of things, Linda, particularly around work and money. So if you can just relax a little bit and look better at being creative for your solutions. And I know that sounds really generic, but I want to say a lot of things that have happened to you have been out of your control. This year, it's in your control. All right?
That's nice. That's wonderful.
Andrew, for just $19.95, we'll send you the winning lottery ticket numbers.
That is what? Do you know that is wonderful? Because the last few years, you are right. Butterflies in your stomach, can you imagine what I went through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's just where, again, when I tune into somebody, it's feeling. I very often physically feel what they feel. And that's just an indicator. That energy once we disconnect, but this is where this year you get more optimism, you come up with new ideas, and there's some new opportunities coming. And after, I would say after your birthday in August is a really good go-get-em time. So think of this year as an escalator ride.
So, yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I won't be going down in the roller coaster. I'll be going up.
Just stay off that down escalator. Linda, thanks for calling in, and I'll put you back in listen mode and appreciate you tuning into the program.
Thank you so much. It was very, very encouraging. Very, very, very much. So I thank you so much, and I'll continue to listen.
Good deal.
Have a.
Thank you so much. All right, we have another caller, Mary Lou Who. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
So, Mary Lou, when is your birthday?
October 22nd, 1962.
You're 29, too.
I am.
October.
She's got her psychic calculator going. You can hear. Tells her everything. Do you believe that? I wouldn't believe it. That was a total lie.
Give me that, Mary Lou, please. October 22?
Yes.
Because we just had August 22. And
well, all the power numbers are coming one after one.
That's it.
And what year again? Sorry,
1962.
62.
Yes.
Wow. All right, hang on. Give me one just second here. So this year for you, 2 years. And this is a work year for you, Mary Lou. You're going to get very productive. And I think the best part about this year is getting organized. Do you feel a stop-start kind of energy going on in your life in this last year? You get things going, but it doesn't seem to get finished?
Absolutely. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. This is the year where you're going to be able to follow through, and you're going to see... not necessarily an outcome, but at least the benefits of some of the work that you've been putting into things. Because you're going to work hard this year, make no mistake, but you're going to feel like your battery is charging because the energy is getting to move. And I think that what's been really hard on your health in this last year is that you hang on a cliff all the time. Does that make sense?
You cut out a little bit. You said,
hanging on.
My health is...
No, it's maybe that's why it's been playing on your health a little bit in this past year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, and it's that stress, like always feeling like you're on a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Yes.
Yeah. Just know that this year, it's improving. But it doesn't, I'm not saying you're going to get off the hook really easy. The next 3 years for you, Mary Lou, really important how you're going to change the world around you. So it's you're making some big decisions about people. You're making some very big decisions about relationships, who's good for you, who's not good for you, but very self-determined over the next 3 years. So I just want to say to you, hang in there. And you might consider to supplement nutritionally a little bit, because I feel like you're lacking some nutrition. Not so much the food as the nutrition. So
right.
It's just that I think it's going to help you. I get that your bones ache. Do they ache sometimes?
Not my bones. I'm just at the age where my energy is low. And I am. I just bought a bunch of supplements because I've noticed that if I take something, I perk up. So I'm going to have to start taking supplements to perk up, vitamins and stuff.
That's right. That's that nutrition that I was saying.
You can eat right, but it doesn't seem to be enough.
Well, here's the newsflash with all the food out there, Mary Lou. I mean, even irradiated food, which, you know, kills the bacteria on all your grocery food, it also diminishes by 40% vitamins A, B, and D. So this is where people are still hungry. So you almost have to have twice the volume of food to get the same nutrition that we used to. There's a lot of interesting things about food sources. So this is where a supplement is very beneficial. So it's to get your nutritional levels up.
But
you know,
I garden and I don't radiate my garden, and still it's not enough. I mean, as far as to keep your energy up.
Yeah. Well, how about just considering to pursue with the supplements, or even, you know, get some powdered green food, you know, with all like the 30, 35 nutrients in it or something. Like do a little bit of investigating because I think it'll come up. This will pass, by the way. It's just while you're going through this, you're putting out more energy than you're taking in. So this, when you start feeling like your energy is of value, you're going to start feeling better and more motivated.
Okay. Do you see my love life improving?
Mm-hmm. Girls well, have that. No, just let me look. Hang on. I'm looking for a. It's on the timeline. I'm looking for a heart, and I do want to go to. I want to go to the A month, April. Yeah, I want to go to April. There's something. There's a big heart in April. So stay open. Leave your heart open because you could very well. You could be getting flowers. That's what I'm seeing. So I really hope you report back to us, Mary Lou, about getting flowers in April. So there's something coming for you. It's going to improve.
Do you think this is someone I know or someone new?
My bet is it is somebody you already know.
Okay.
There's space around you, like you're not connected. But it's these... I see flowers being delivered in April.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Mary Lou. Appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much. And you're spot on. This is exactly where my head is. This is exactly what's going on with me all the way around. I appreciate the feedback.
Good. Well, you take care, Mary Lou. It's getting better.
All right. Thank God.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So let's talk about developing a little bit more on psychic abilities, what people can do. Obviously, meditation will help. And, you know, just thinking about it, and taking notice of impressions and things that you have, and keeping a psychic development journal will help too. So if you happen to get an impression of something, jot it down, see if it comes to pass, or see if you were accurate, that sort of thing. One of the things that will block you is being overly analytical about things. It certainly blocks me. It's my biggest problem. But, you know, just go with the impressions. They may or may not work out, but that's something that will help a lot. Just paying attention, that perception, being perceptive. You have anything else on that front,
yeah,
Vicki?
One of the ways I encouraged my kids when they were young to activate and keep their intuition going was wondering, like before the phone rings, or when the phone rings, look at somebody and say, do you know who that is? We're getting groceries and who's going to get closest to the total of the bill? You know, or, you know, there's little games you can play that keep intuition open, like that other kind of sense. So these are the kind, they're the smallest little things in a day that you can be attentive to. There's something else I would really like to, you know, Doug, we talked about this earlier in the show, about when you think about somebody, you know, somebody you haven't thought about for a long time, it could be that somebody is thinking of you, or you have thought about somebody else, and then they pick up on your vibe. Now, it's very interesting to start just observing the feelings that you get and know the difference about who's sending and receiving. Now, this is something that you can do exercises between people, and especially people who are close to each other.
Lost you there, Vicki, a little bit. Vicki, I'm going, since you kind of been dropping out and you're still not back, I'm going to hang up on you and then call you back. And I just hung up on her, and now I'm going to call her back. Hopefully it will...
It's the Skype God, Doug.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes they like us, sometimes they don't.
And I've got a really good internet connection too, so, wow. That's bonkers, hey?
Go ahead and pick up where you left off here.
Well, what I'm saying is, especially if you're close to somebody, write down a time when you thought about them and ask them later, when did you think about me? Or, you know, I was thinking of you. Did something happen? So it's especially when you're close to people. There's an emotional connection that you have. And you can start to give attention to those kinds of again, unexplainable kinds of events. And so that's a good place to start. Just even observing who's thinking of whom, when you get an idea that's connected to somebody you know, longtime friends that you haven't seen, obviously, as we talked about earlier, and just write it down. Keep note. And you say, oh, that's how it works. So you can observe how your own energy signature is at work.
Sounds
that's
good.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. This subject could go on for days. You know, we're trying to, you know, make it succinct. We're trying to bring it all into like a package and give a way to explain to people. There's just many, many books, many ways, out, you know, obviously that's out there and available. Keep in mind about how you process information. Are you a visual, auditory? Do you smell things? You know, it's like I'm very sensory, so this is how I know I work. So find out how you work. Are you more a dream kind of individual in your unconscious mind? And that's how you know what's going to happen as far as precognitive abilities. So you got to study yourself and what your predominant, you know, heightened senses are. So it's just to be aware of that. So, you know, for tonight, I hope that it's been a little bit helpful to people and, you know, that can start to open up your own mind. It helps you to develop yourself because ultimately that's what we're all here to do, Doug.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about that, about psychic development, talking about being psychic experiences, paying attention to the energy of where you're at, the energy of the room, the energy of the, well, wherever you're at and how it changes when you try different rooms or different places, the energy of a business, the energy of a retail establishment. Just pay attention to what you're getting. You know, we get so much information all the time, and our brains are just filtering out what it seems is unnecessary. So try to zero in on some of that stuff that's getting filtered out, and that should help too. We appreciate everyone who's taken the time to tune in to us live, and those who are listening to the archives. We just appreciate your support. If you like it, let other people know about it. If you'd like to learn more about metaphysics, please visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. If you'd like to take a metaphysics-related class, visit our new site, newageclass.com. We want to thank John Hightower for screening calls, and we'll be back next week with another topic. We'll post on the website before long. So, that's
thanks,
all.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.
Good night.